What's this week been like for you?
You know, it was one very eventful and what's the right word I'm trying to find here? You look at all the circumstances of the previous week and then coming into the events of this week. You know, first word that would come to mind would be sad. You know, the first thing that comes to mind in terms of what happened with Ben and with Jerry is thinking about things that I could have done differently, what more I could have done, what more the other offensive coaches could have done and the players. And, you know, there's a human element to this that goes beyond, you know, what's on Twitter or message boards, etc. You know, it's families. And so it is sad. And then you look at just the circumstances as they presented themselves and where we're at right now and just zeroing in on winning a football game, you know, and just trying to do everything I can to support Spags and get the offensive coaches, get the players ready to go. So it's been a challenge, but we're moving forward.
What has changed for you? I mean, your responsibilities have to change a little bit. What have you noticed is you have to do more of, less of?
Well, you know, the thing you mentioned that as far as responsibilities, obviously Ben for the first season and the first five games this year was calling the plays and, you know, was heavily involved in the game planning process. And then when he handed those responsibilities over to me, he still would be involved in the game plan. He was still a sounding board. He still had ideas. You know, we have a lot of collaboration. The quarterbacks are involved. And then, you know, you put together a plan and you go out and practice it and hope for the best. And, you know, that voice hasn't been here this week, you know. And obviously he has a great wealth of knowledge in this particular system. And, you know, we've had to pick up the slack and just, you know, the other guys have had ideas and we just kind of bounce suggestions off one another and look at our personnel, where we're at, how we have to play, and come up with a course of action that we think is going to help us go out there and beat the Cowboys.
How different do you think it'll look?
You know, it's hard to say as far as any, at this point, any drastic differences. I mean, we're 12 games into it. We have our personnel. In terms of some subtleties, I think any time you're the final decision maker, there's some latitude to maybe tweak a thing here or there. As far as, you know, installing a streak read run and shoot offense that was here from 2004 to 2011, you know, that's not going to happen. But, you know, we are just well aware of the things that we need to do to be successful. And it sounds like a broken record, but it does start with, regardless of what plays we're calling, we've got to protect the football. And we can't have some of those negative runs that we had in this most recent game. You know, we've been running the ball better. And just if I could just finish up here, that ability to do that and be successful, that's given us a chance to have a chance in recent weeks and can help open up things in the pass game. So we got to get that on track.
Are you going to make, do you have more freedom to make personnel moves than maybe, you know, that maybe you and Ben didn't see eye to eye on?
In all honesty, right now, it's about just trying to come up with a plan that fits who we have and how we can attack Dallas. As far as, you know, personnel type decisions and where that goes, obviously with Kevin Abrams as the interim GM and Spags as the interim head coach, all of us, so much has happened. And it's just a matter of trying to put together a plan. And you know, Spags has made some of his little adjustments as he sees fit to how we practice and how meetings go on and how the week goes and so forth. And, you know, that's been something that has been positive, not to say that anything needed to be changed, but just, you know, he's putting some of his small touches on things. And so, you know, I'm not trying to skirt your question. I just think right now everything has just been more zeroed in on, okay, here we are. How are we going to come up with a plan while we make all the necessary adjustments to how things have changed here?
Mike, how has handling the quarterbacks? I mean, there was a lot of, you know, change last week, and now you're going back, and I'm sure some feelings are ruffled. Some guys are confused. Can you just talk about how you kind of sort through that?
Let me tell you about that room now. I mean, there were some circumstances that we're all aware of that happened last time I stood right here. As far as what happened the week before or the week leading up to the Oakland game. And then, of course, with things that have happened now leading up to the Dallas game. And I'll just say this, last week as well as this week, while the effect has been different on different individuals, that entire room, all three of those guys have been professional. They've been hardworking. They've been team guys pulling for one another. So they handled it well last week. They're handling it well this week.
Mike, from
in terms of the quarterbacks,
from your perspective.
Okay, I'm going to flip a coin.
In terms of the quarterbacks, it's very early to decide this at this point, of course, but do you still anticipate that Davis Webb will get the opportunity set in the statement released last week?
You know, I really can't answer to that, and it's not because I can't answer, because I have some information that I don't want to share that I'm supposed to keep it top secret. Honestly, right now, with all that has gone on, I mean, the major changes that have happened in this organization, on this team, from a leadership standpoint, all the emphasis has been, what do we have to do to get ready to beat Dallas? And this is a huge game for us, despite the record, despite how things have gone. It's really important. You know, we're putting all of our energy and all of our focus into this week, and then we'll let future weeks address themselves. And so it's not a cliche, I promise you. It is totally just zeroed in right now. And then in terms of what happens later on, I'm sure that it will be something that would be discussed, would be addressed. But for right now, it's just a situation where we're zeroed in on trying to find a way to beat Dallas.
Mike, from your perspective, like Spag said, it was a gut feeling to go back to UI. From your perspective, why is it important to restore him as a starting quarterback this week?
Okay. In terms of Eli and how we feel about him compared to how we would feel about Geno or how we'd feel about Davis, you know, all three guys are individuals that bring certain talents to the table and do things that can help us win. And I'll just be clear right now, I thought Geno did a lot of good things against the Raiders. You know, he, from day one, has been someone that's had a great attitude. He's been a hard worker, and he's improved as a player. In terms of this particular game, this opponent, in terms of experience in our system, in terms of all of the ins and outs that go with that, in terms of adjustments that we're going to make, in terms of things that we're going to want to do both from the run game and the pass game, you know, we feel that Eli Manning gives us the best chance to win, and that's nothing disparaging to anybody else. It was just, as we looked at a body of work and what we're going to try to accomplish and how we're going to try to attack Dallas, that was something that, and again, when Spags wanted our feedback, he wanted to talk, and I think he mentioned to you guys, he wanted to talk to the offensive coaches and who had a little bit better feel for kind of the specifics. We gave him that feedback, and that's the decision that was made.
I guess when you say that, though, is it safe to say that maybe last week there was a different approach? It just seems like these.
I can't get into last week's and messages, and we're here right now trying to find a way to beat Dallas, and we're zeroing in on that. And it's not about anything other than when this huge, drastic, very impactful change happened that affects lives and affects families. When that happens, you know, the only agenda at this point is, okay, we have a responsibility. And Spags is the interim head coach right now, and he's relying upon us to support him and to do things to get our players focused and motivated, trying to win. And so that's really what we're zeroed in on, nothing as far as looking back in terms of why a decision was made or what you'd asked as far as what's possibly for the future as far as Davis, you'd asked. I mean, it's just trying to pick up the pieces and find a way to win a football game, and that's what we're doing. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Maybe stand a chance this weekend?
You know what? I'm glad you brought that, because two things I would like to say. Number one, this is December 7th. And I think everybody ought to take some time to remember those who died in the attack on Pearl Harbor. I was in the Army, stationed in Hawaii, and the Arizona Memorial is very moving. And, you know, it's those sacrifices of those people and of all of our servicemen and women throughout the years. We're not able to do what we're doing here without them. So I think we all, and I'm remiss for not mentioning that we all ought to remember what happened on December 7th. And last thing I'll say, go Army, beat Navy.